Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Expelled Mashonaland West ZANU-PF Provincial Chairperson Themba Mliswa says he will win the Wurundjeri West parliamentary by-election set for June 11 despite violent activities he claims are being perpetrated by ruling party supporters.
This is where I think I agree with MDC, that the electoral reforms are not in place. And why would one really sensible enough want to stand elections in Zimbabwe when the reforms are not in place?
The situation remains tense in Durban with fears of xenophobic attacks gripping Gauteng province in the violence targeting foreigners.
The people in Zimbabwe are very angry, to say the least. And one of the things that people are saying is South Africa cannot forget quickly what Zimbabwe did to assist South Africa to fight apartheid.
And the cash-strapped Harare government says it is looking for $5 million to compensate Tokwe Mkose flood victims who are now being relocated for the third time beginning next week.
Expelled Mashonaland West ZANU-PF Provincial Chairperson Themba Mliswa says he will win the Wurundjeri West parliamentary by-election set for June 10th despite violent activities he claims are being perpetrated by ruling party supporters. Mliswa, who lost his seat after he was recalled by ZANU-PF, told journalists in Harare today that there's need for democratic reforms in the country where there is an uneven electoral field.
This is where I think I agree with MDC, that the electoral reforms are not in place. And why would one really sensible enough want to stand elections in Zimbabwe when the reforms are not in place? I decided from the onset that I would not have a meeting in my constituency. And there's no point, and that I made very, very clear. There's no point. One, the violence aspect. On our way back with the police, a young man who was standing next to me was beaten up by ZANU-PF youth. He was in pain. We couldn't stop because we were under arrest. So we sadly had to drive past him, and he tried to wave, which again is another sad part of this nation, where the higher youth, they come and beat a youth in that area, and the police stand and watch.
Mliswa said he will stop campaigning in the constituency as his supporters are being threatened by ZANU-PF supporters. He was arrested recently for allegedly causing disturbances in Wurundjeri West, a claim he dismissed as baseless. Mliswa is among some ZANU-PF officials who were expelled for allegedly attempting to topple President Robert Mugabe before the ZANU-PF Congress last December. Others who were expelled from the party include former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa, and several others.
Meanwhile, the ZANU-PF Bulawayo province today finalized its list of five candidates who will contest in the parliamentary by-elections scheduled for 10th June ahead of the sitting of the nomination court tomorrow. The by-elections follow the expulsion of 17 former MDCT legislators and two former ZANU-PF legislators from parliament. Bulawayo is the only province in the country in which to date the ruling party has never won a parliamentary seat since the 2002 harmonized elections after the formation of the MDC in 1999. Some MDCT members have reportedly protested the party's decision to boycott the by-elections nationally and believe some parliamentary seats, especially in MDCT's strongholds, will be merely donated to ZANU-PF. The ZANU-PF parliamentary candidates for Bulawayo are Ntando Yenkosi Mulilo, Joseph Chuma, Godfrey Malawa, Maide Impala, and retired Colonel Chinga Dube, who will contest in Luveve, Pelanda Bampopoma, Pumula, Lobengula, and Makokoba, respectively. Dube tells reporter Standekile Mhlanga more about the elections.
In the past, the people were not voting for the candidates, but were voting for the party. They just made up their mind that they were going to vote either MDC or ZANU-PF. But now people are beginning to appreciate that, you see, people are different. And it's not just the name of the party, but the people behind the name of the party. If you elect a candidate, he must be a servant. He must be somebody who is prepared to do some work for you, not just for the sake of the name.
The previous election results shows that your party is usually beaten by this wide margin by the MDCT in Bulawayo. Has this margin narrowed, or you are confident of winning because of the MDCT boycotting the elections?
In the past, if you were MDC, it doesn't matter. You didn't have to say, you didn't need to campaign. Just name MDC was enough to get you elected. But now people have realized that it is more than just that. They've given them enough chance and found they've not done them any good at all. This is why people are now beginning to vote for ZANU-PF.
That was retired Colonel Chinga Dube, ZANU-PF parliamentary candidate for Makokova, on the line with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.